Massachusetts is in its seventh week of reopening. New cases of COVID-19 continue to drop, and yesterday the state reported no new COVID-19-related deaths for the first time since March. That's despite the fact that restaurants have started on-site dining again, and many businesses, including nail salons and retail stores, are allowed to welcome customers back. Infection rates have held steady in recent weeks here, even after the large protests following the police killing of George Floyd. WBUR's Angus Chen asked health experts to explain why we haven't seen the predicted spike in coronavirus cases and has this report.
When Massachusetts started phase one of the reopening plan, many public health experts worried the state wasn't ready. They questioned the safety of human interaction without 6 feet of distance and a plastic shield. Aaron Bromage is an infectious disease researcher at UMass Dartmouth.
I thought we were about 2 weeks too early.
Then, after police killed George Floyd, thousands of people marched at rallies to protest racial injustice and police brutality. Bromage says he and other health researchers were on edge again, watching demonstrators packed shoulder to shoulder.
For me, there's no doubt that there was transmission at those events. I wanted them not to do it, but understood that they needed to do it so that there can be change.
But so far, a fresh spike in coronavirus cases hasn't materialized. The percentage of positive cases has hovered around 2% for the last few weeks, and the numbers of new cases and deaths from COVID-19 have continued to fall. Nicholas Reich, a biostatistician at UMass Amherst, thinks the main reason is that Massachusetts residents are wearing masks and following other public health advice, like washing hands and keeping a safe distance from other people.
I think the implication is that in Massachusetts, we've done a good job collectively being careful not exposing ourselves and not exposing others inadvertently.
Reich says that's part of the difference between Massachusetts and some of the other states that are experiencing new waves of COVID-19 infections. And there are other advantages that Massachusetts has that other states don't, says UMass Dartmouth's Bromage.
We have so many public health people and epidemiologists in Massachusetts, and I have probably worked with 500 or 600 businesses in helping them understand the risks and reopen safely.
Bromage says he gives organizations guidance on how many people can safely be inside a building. He looks at factors like the air filtration system and how to minimize the risk when employees and customers interact. With the low rate of new coronavirus cases in the state, public health experts are looking forward to more things coming back. For example, Bromage says there might soon be a way to restart outdoor events.
If we're talking about a concert in the park where you can put down a picnic blanket and maintain space, the risk is substantially lowered. And I hope that those type of events can start taking place when the data supports that. And I think we're getting close to that point.
Bromage says he'd like to see the coronavirus positive test rate drop well below 2% before outdoor gatherings become commonplace again. And he and other health experts warn that if people let their guard down, even at that point, the coronavirus can still easily surge back. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Angus Chen.